USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A longtime disgruntled city employee opened fire in a municipal building in Virginia Beach on Friday afternoon, killing 12 people and injuring 4 more before police fatally shot him. Virginia Beach Mayor Bobby Dyer says he's stunned by the shooting.
Today is Virginia Beach's darkest hour. A senseless crime happened and imposed tremendous grief upon the people of Virginia Beach, the Commonwealth, and this country.
This woman was in the building when the shooting occurred.
We just heard people yelling and screaming to get down, and I was on the phone with 911, so I was trying to concentrate on getting talking to them. We put the desk up against the door because we didn't know if they were coming in or anything.
This is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Despite criticism, President Trump is standing by his threat to put more tariffs on goods from Mexico unless they stop the flow of immigrants heading to the U.S. Ben Goldberger is executive editor of Time magazine. He says this threatens a new trade plan the president has worked out with Mexico.
It has been both a personal fixation and a political cause, and it's something that has been bothering him. His inability to stop the flow of migrants through our border has perturbed him since he has taken office. And so now he's betting that he can essentially captivate Mexico's attention with something that otherwise seemed like a totally settled issue, a revised trade agreement with tariffs.
Mexico's president says he thinks U.S. officials have prepared to negotiate on President Trump's threat. Acting Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security Kevin McAleenan testified to a House committee last week, "Our immigration system is full and we are well beyond our capacity." You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Today marks the beginning of hurricane season. John Clements reports.
This hurricane season that runs from now until November 30th, there will be 9 to 15 named storms, of which 4 to 8 could become hurricanes, and 2 to 4 major hurricanes of winds over 111 miles an hour. Ken Graham, director of the National Hurricane Center, tells us it's not so much the winds, but the flooding.
In the last 3 years, 83% of fatalities has been indeed the flooding. It's the inland flooding. Most, and over half of those in automobiles. Historically, storm surge. It's the water. It's the inland water that's hurting people.
I'm John Clemens.
The Democrats are focusing on the disaster relief bill. USA Radio's Rick Vincent reports.
Delivering this week's Democratic address, Missouri Congressman Emanuel Cleaver criticizes House Republicans for holding up the disaster funding bill.
Last week, our colleagues in the Senate were able to reach an agreement with 85 senators, almost unheard of in terms of bipartisanship in these tribalistic times, voting to support the $19 billion deal that would bring relief to American communities. But unfortunately, a select few of our Republican colleagues in the House have decided to put politics over needs of the American people.
Three Republican lawmakers blocked votes to pass the bipartisan $19.1 billion disaster aid bill, most recently on Thursday. The last objection was voiced by Representative John Rose of Kentucky, who said the spending was another act of irresponsible big government. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.